AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. An unthinkable hate crime in Charleston, South Carolina. A gunman opened fire during a prayer meeting inside Emmanuel AME Church, killing pastor and state senator Clementa Pinckney and eight other people last night. Police Chief Greg Mullen says his officers and others involved in that investigation are determined to catch the suspect.
The law enforcement agencies that are working on this are committed, and we will catch this individual.
Images from a surveillance video show a young white male suspect. Mullen says he attended last night's meeting for about an hour before the shooting began. Community activist Christopher Kaysen.
Why do we have to live like this? We have enough issues here now in Charleston. We don't need more. We need peace.
FBI is working with state and local police to try to find the suspect. Up to 5 feet of floodwater covers the parking lot of an Illinois state park. Residents of a nearby small town evacuated because of the rising water. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orvik says the Plain States and those in the Midwest won't be able to handle even more rain from what's left of Tropical Storm Bill.
The biggest effects from the storm are going to be over the next 48 hours, as it's still pretty well defined across portions of the southern plains, and it still has a lot of very heavy rainfall amounts.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis issues his encyclical on climate change. In that letter, Francis calls for a cultural revolution to correct the structurally perverse economic system of the rich exploiting the poor, as turning the earth into an immense pile of filth. Climate scientist John Schnellhuber, one of those involved in today's Vatican News Conference, says Francis delivered a strong message.
Only, I guess, if faith and reason work together, hand in hand, we can overcome this crisis.
This is AP Radio News. New York Times and CNN report that a former top TV anchor won't be back in the chair. Ross Simpson with more.
Brian Williams won't return as NBC Nightly News anchor at the conclusion of his suspension for misrepresenting his role in a major news story and following an investigation into other alleged misstatements. Williams and NBC have been discussing an undefined role for him at the network. Lester Holt has subbed for him on NBC's Evening News and is the odds-on favorite to be his permanent replacement. I'm Ross Simpson.
It's parade day for Stanley Cup champions, the Chicago Blackhawks. Streets of downtown Chicago will be lined with fans today as the double-decker buses carry Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, and other team members to the city's Loop neighborhood to Michigan Avenue. Then there's a rally at Soldier Field. It is the third Stanley Cup win in 6 years for the Blackhawks. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.